For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. Welcome to A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue.
Good morning, New Orleans, and thank you so much for joining me once again on A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. Happy Monday morning. Good morning to everyone out there. I trust you're doing great. I have been thinking about so many of you. My brethren, we've gotten quite a few prayer requests coming into the ministry. And as a result, we're going to what we call a day of prayer and fasting. We're going to hold a day of prayer and fasting. Now, when I say a day, oh, Anne, are you going to say 24 hours? You're going 12 hours? You're going, don't worry about any of that. For me, it might be, you know, morning fasts. You know, however the Holy Spirit leads me, and by 3 o'clock, I'll, you know, break out some crackers and peanut butter. I don't know. That's not the point. But when I say a day of prayer and fasting, that, for the soldier of Christ, in my opinion, should be this call to arms, if you will, this alerting of, hey, everyone, let's go. We've got some serious business in front of us. Let's fast in order to hear God more clearly. Let's bring these petitions before the throne room of grace and talk to the Father about them. And I invite you to join me. Many of us work, I understand. Many of you are moms, and it's hard for you to take a whole day of fasting, but you can fast in your way. It might be from television. It might be from going to lunch with the girls. It might be, I don't know what. But I invite you to join me on September the 19th for a day of prayer and fasting. And we invite you to write your prayer requests into the ministry. And as I said, it happens this way. When it rains, it pours. We've gotten quite a few. And I will divide those with our team into financial and emotional and spiritual and children. And you feel free to do the same when you write. Say, Anna, I heard that you're going to do a day of prayer and fasting, and please, I want in. And here's my request. And you can just let us know. You go to the ministry website, AnnaDonahueMinistries.com, and you let us know. We will gather the prayer requests, and we will meet at a house in Metairie, and we will pray over your requests. But I just felt real impressed of God to do that. And also, I pray you're going to the website to register for the book of Ephesians. We will be covering, actually, it was so interesting. I looked at some of the requests and I thought, man, if I could get them under some of these teachings, answers come forth, my brethren. The Holy Spirit is with us, and he's our counselor. He's our teacher. He's our comforter, isn't he? He is God. And as these pointers or points come through the Bible, like out of the book of Ephesians, like I could hear in some of the requests, oh my gosh, I'll be covering that in week number 2. You follow what I'm saying? And oh my gosh, I'll be covering how not to lose heart in week number 3. And I'll be going over the armor of God in week. So it's like, wow, please, if you can, come to those meetings. They're free. Your faithful friends and partners to this ministry have paid for the rental of the sanctuary. Cameras are coming to make DVDs. It is free to you. We do take a love offering, but what if you can't give? You come and receive. Isn't it beautiful? Those are September 9, 16, and 23. You come, 7 o'clock p.m., Sanctuary Victory Fellowship Church. And then all week I'm going to go through some of the teaching I'll be going through in Ephesians. But anyway, join me tomorrow for A Future Note with Anna Donahue. God bless.
This has been A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. If you'd like to have Anna speak at one of your events or to find out where she'll be speaking next, visit AnnaDonahueMinistries.com.